Back to the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select with Hockman, Gould, and Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Well, welcome back to the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select. I'm Benjamin Hockman of the Post-Dispatch, alongside Chris Gardner and Brendan Haircut Schaefer, all the way till 2 o'clock. Thank you, Chris, for that Red Panda interview. That's fascinating.
Gocho Tiwan.
Is what?
The name of her routine in Chinese. Okay.
I like the simplicity of the name of that act, if I can just...
Unicycle bull flipping?
It's phenomenal. It doesn't. It's not trying too hard to be anything it's not.
How about the fact that it's a traditional Chinese acrobat act?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Except she ramped it up. She made it even more impressive.
But I'm like, who first decides, hey, let's ride a unicycle and flip bowls onto our heads?
Well, someone on bowls, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Someone who just smoked some, yeah.
That's the next step, maybe.
On bowls.
Finding the origin of this.
Okay.
But I'm now using the phrase on bowls, even though it might sound ridiculous. Man, dude, you on bowls?
That's something I would say.
Yeah, I am in South near 55. No, not that bowls.
Oh, Mamma Mia. Good reference, though. I'll give it to you. So what else you got over there, guards?
We got some texts rolling in. One from the 314. Panda is from the same family as the raccoon. As in, is a panda a bear or not? We were trying to
figure
out.
No idea. I'm not trying to be funny. Until 5 minutes ago, that someone or many people thought the panda wasn't a bear.
Now, you got a phone call, right, Haircut?
Yeah, I did. I had a source confirm to me, and I don't know how trustworthy this source really is, but
was
he
it
said,
from the zoo?
No.
Was
well,
it from Wash U?
Kind of. But he said that there was some speculation and some people had the opinion that pandas were actually of the raccoon family, but since scientists have discovered that their DNA more closely resembles the bear family, so they're back in. If they were ever out, they're back in.
Welcome back, pandas.
Maybe I should email Susan Gallagher over at the St. Louis Zoo, who deals with a lot of the media stuff for the zoo, and just see if, hey, can you... give us some information here that might help out. We would like to the
Panda.
Source.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's get Gallagher.
Instead
on.
Of Googling it and trying to figure it out that way, let's just talk to the folks at the St. Louis Zoo.
I wonder if she's related to the comedian.
I don't know that everyone with the last name of Gallagher is necessarily related to the comedian.
No, but someone with the last name of Gallagher
Someone probably is.
Yeah.
And is she one of them is what you're asking.
Yeah, so how about those Billikens? I mean, honestly, in a crappy season, a lot of wait till next year. There are two seniors on this team, and one of them had the night of his life.
Yeah, had a great all-around game, Mike Crawford did. Didn't turn over the ball but once, I think. Scored points, got rebounds.
You don't have the numbers.
Did the whole stats thing?
No, I don't do. I don't dive into all of that. What are you gonna do?
You're not a Saber guy.
There was a guy. I think it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and look it up on one of those internet things you guys got there. Neil Walk, I believe his name was.
Neil Walk.
Yeah, look that up. I believe the first pick in the draft. It was tied. It was like two teams of the same record, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns. And so they flipped a coin to determine who would get the first overall pick. Milwaukee got it, so they drafted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from UCLA. Phoenix, with the second pick, drafted Neil Walk from wherever. And he ended up being this bust and this crazy... a hippie type guy a little bit with a lot of chest hair apparently.
Oh my gosh.
According to that.
That doesn't even make any... He's got shoulder hair, this guy.
And I remember there was a quote from him. Follow me on this. He said... He was very I don't know, psychedelic. I don't know what the word is. He's like, I don't even know why we need to keep scoring basketball. It's an art. It's a performance. We're just out there performing, man.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of when you said, I don't know, he scored some points, maybe.
I wonder if the interview took place before he was drafted or thereafter, because if it had come before. I don't know, the analytics department of the Phoenix Suns probably should have been
analytics at that point.
Yeah, it was pre-analytics days.
Can you imagine
but,
the talk on all the shows, pre-draft shows at that point?
Oh,
what
man.
What do they talk about?
The hot takes for that?
I know.
But I also wonder if Milwaukee had to make a decision. Was it Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning? Or did they know they were going Alcindor or Abdul-Jabbar the whole time?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was the second overall pick in 1969.
Yeah. What year?
Damn it.
It was in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a couple
sometime in the 60s.
Is he alive?
Neil Walk?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You sure?
Are we doing this, really?
He passed away October 4th, 2015.
Oh, man.
So you were right.
Another question. A Jew like you?
Honestly, when I saw that chest hair, it made me think of it. Yeah, I think so.
He is Jewish
as well.
All right,
all right.
Two for two. That's very...
Yeah.
Well done.
So Neil Walk.
There's your history on Neil Walk.
Yeah. Neil, Neil Walker. That's a different guy.
Also, a little known fact, uncle of Bob Walk from the Pittsburgh... No, I made that up.
So you've made two things. All
right, calm down.
Journalism.
So, yes. I'm just being
this
silly.
This is what we do
so
now.
If I may, I would argue that Chris Gardner has been the most journalistic of anybody in this room on this particular show with his interview of Red Panda and your blatant making up of non-facts, alternative facts, if you will.
Alternative facts, yeah.
So that interview taking place at Chavis Arena last night, as we had mentioned.
Yeah.
The Billikens, at least in what the season has been, when you put it in context, yes. What was fun last night for me attending the game with my girlfriend is she at one point leaned over to me and said, I'm a little buzzed. We got in the all-inclusive last night.
They have that at SLU games?
Oh, yeah.
I would do that.
What does that mean real quick?
I was eating hot dogs like you wouldn't believe.
Oh,
you
can just
eat
gosh.
You buy a ticket for a certain amount for a certain price, yeah. And you can eat or drink anything you want?
Yeah, they have hot dogs, beers, popcorn, soda.
Oh, man, I'm
those
in.
Those four items.
So, I'm already in.
She was going for the Budweiser and the hot. She had one hot dog. I had a number of hot dogs.
A number.
And a Pepsi.
Yeah.
I love Pepsi.
So it was going. So she leans over and tells me, yeah, I'm a little buzzed right now. And then she's getting upset because the game's tight, and then it goes to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And she just points out at one of the refs, and she goes, that one right there. I go, what? She goes, that guy in the striped shirt on the right. The one with the fat ass. That's why we're going to overtime.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, whoa.
Wait a minute.
Got into you.
Wow.
And I go, my God, you sound like their broadcaster, Bob Ramsey, over there, the way he treats officials.
Holy moly.
Yeah, she did. She was not a fan of the officiating last night.
Wow.
So that was kind of fun, and I enjoyed that. Something else I noticed, too, because we were sitting right behind Dan McLaughlin, who was calling the game alongside with Scott Highmark, and there was at one point like a loose ball that gets tipped out of bounds, and Travis Ford is upset because it goes to George Mason. He's like, oh, there's no, you know, yelling or whatever. It comes out to midcourt.
Oh, wow.
And then like they're still going with it being George Mason ball, and there's, I can't remember how much time's left at this point, like 13 minutes in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he does is all of a sudden he like puts his palms up to the air like, and shrugs, but he's looking across the court because it's opposite side from the television broadcast. And I realize he's looking over at Highmark. And he's so Highmark looks at the screen and just shakes no. And then Travis is like, oh, okay. And then apologizes the official.
Oh, man.
It happens later in the game, too, where a call goes one way. Travis looks across. Highmark's, you know, gives him the signal.
Yeah.
And Travis backs off.
Oh, man.
He's like his own instant replay.
He's looking for the instant replay.
Oh, boy. That's
funny.
Pretty good.
So I was like, I'm looking at it when the first time it happened, and I just start laughing out loud by myself. And like, what are you laughing at?
That's
my
awesome.
Girlfriend's like, why are
that's
you?
That's a good
like,
catch.
Right. Like, I just saw this interaction happen.
Nice
and I'm
work.
Like, it's actually interesting. So like, if you're down there, just if you're looking to see how Travis is going to respond to a call, look at Scott Highmark first.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
That was something.
Did I ever tell you I went to Scott Highmark's basketball camp?
You did. You told us earlier.
Oh, I did tell
you.
I couldn't remember that if I brought that up.
Second in the free throw.
First loser. Congrats, of course, to David Brengel.
But you did get a champion trophy, though.
David Brengel won the free throw shooting championship. All right, let's take a break. When we get back, Gardner's grab bag. Oh, no, it's a grab bag. In the next segment here on The Rise, Block presented by Bud Select on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HG2 and InsideSTL.com.